Since they had established such a tolerant rapport, Tanya relaxed into something more specific and humane. Of course, a smuggler of immigrants is nothing like a slave trader. I thought you might be concerned by wicked and evil as words you would not use. Tanya couldn't yet come to anything more concrete. She said, some of them are out of Schindler's Ark and truly concerned with individual safety and survival, since some detest the suffering just as much as others exploit it. I know this. And then there are the children, children, children. The tea was suddenly as sharp as the sun had always been on Manus Island. On Nauru, would have been on the Malaysian solution. Jane said, I have observed that all of Australian literature is uniformly opposed to the immigration detentions, to the extent that a work called No More Boats was valued more because the title was ironic. Tanya added, and was set in the time of John Howard, perhaps as if everything was clarified later, when we knew that the Tampa's swimming children were a propaganda lie. Jane remarked, I do not understand, however, how imprisoning the eager and the homeless in any devil's island will discourage their importers. Perhaps, however, their customers have decreased because the Syrian war and other such are better rationed, include planned repatriation. She continued, summarising, there is no doubt that one would rather stay at home. She was looking with civilised yearning at the empty pot of tea. Preparing a new one, Tanya shone happier and younger, as if all her angularities at the last had smoothed together. Again, Jane thought, if my favourite heroine Emma had been satisfied by marriage and by being in the world, she would have seemed like this powerful woman. She sipped with slow luxury from the cup's slim edge, said, if I wrote you a novel about a heroine on Nauru, there would need still be the convention that a marriage was the rescue. Would you accept that as a plot in such a situation? Tanya thought, yes, you are right. One reads you for the rescue. There are never wicked nightmares that those calm words don't tell her. But, no, I couldn't credit that conclusion. The dust storm and a wind attacked the windows. A little of the tea scalded her fingers. Jane put out her small handkerchief to dab them. One first removes the water before ministering the burn. White lace on white lace. Tanya let herself be tendered in case unimaginable rescue proved a point of no return.